This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ethiopia's government Friday denied blocking humanitarian aid to its northern Tigray region, where hundreds of thousands face starvation, and said it's rebuilding infrastructure amid accusations it's using hunger as a weapon. Ethiopian forces and troops from neighboring Eritrea had driven out last year the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPFL, but they returned to the regional capital, Mekelle, this week to cheering crowds in a dramatic reversal of 8 months of war. The Ethiopian government declared a unilateral ceasefire, which the TPFL dismissed as a joke. There are reports of continued clashes in some places as pressure builds internationally for all sides to pull back. The United Nations said in early June at least 350,000 people in Tigray face famine. The U.S. Agency for International Development last week estimated the number at 900,000. Hundreds of Iraqis protested in Baghdad on Friday over worsening power and water cuts as temperatures exceeded 50 degrees Celsius in some parts of Iraq. Power went out completely across most of the country before dawn in some of the worst shortages this year. Some main grid electricity had returned to Baghdad by the afternoon. The sky over the Iraqi capital clouded with smog after sunrise as homes ran their diesel-fueled generators for much longer periods than usual. Power from Iraq's main grid suffers year-round from hours-long cuts each day, but the shortages worsen during the hot summer months when temperatures regularly reach 50 degrees and households rely on air conditioning. Iraqis blame a government which relies on energy imports from Iran and which they say has failed to develop Iraq's own grid to serve its population. This is VOA News.